A high-level team of diplomats is in the Honduran capital, Tegucigalpa. They are continuing dialogue with representatives of President José Manuel Zelaya and the de facto government in Honduras. Minister of State and Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade in Jamaica, Ronald Robinson, who is part of that team in Honduras, spoke to us yesterday evening.
We've had several meetings. We've had the inauguration of the negotiations, and we've heard from both sides, and the Secretary General and Secretary of State Peter Kent from Canada delivered an address on behalf of the delegation. And pretty much we have decided on how the negotiations will proceed. We're hoping to get in as much as we can this evening, because as you know, we are scheduled to leave tomorrow afternoon. But so far, we are quite hopeful. Some of the points that we have asked for in terms of the negotiations have been agreed, and it's moving quite smoothly. So we're very, very hopeful.
At the center of the dialogue is the San Jose Accord, an agreement negotiated by Nobel Prize winner and former Costa Rican President Oscar Arias. The agreement is clear on 5 points: the restoration of President Zelaya to power, the formation of a government of national unity, the guarantee that there will be no new initiatives focused on amending the Constitution, amnesty for political crimes that might have been committed, and the international supervision of the agreement. OAS Secretary General José Miguel Insulza, in his address at the inauguration, encouraged those assuming responsibility for the dialogue to face it without hidden intentions, with goodwill sacrificing legitimate interests, leaving all prejudice and fears aside, and being generous in the name of the greatness of the nation. Reporting for OAS Radio in Washington, this is Kern Stanley.